There's saving power in the house tonight. There's delivering power in the house tonight. Hallelujah. If you turn to Isaiah 52, I've got to warn you before I get started. I have something I want to share with you from the Lord. But if you don't stay right with it, you're going to miss it. I'll be done before you know it. I know you don't believe that, but it's true. Isaiah 52. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that's in the service tonight. I want to talk to you just a little bit. Would you stand? Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Thank you. You can be seated. Okay. Oh, could you stand for the reading of the word tonight? I'm not going crazy. I'm making a point here. Isaiah 52 and verse 1. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. From henceforth there shall be no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 52 will be our text this evening. Shake thyself from the dust. Here it is. Arise and sit down. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Arise and sit down. I want to preach tonight on stand up and sit down. Stand up and sit down. Amen. You can be seated this evening. Let me tell you where this message came from. I don't necessarily expect you to remember, but the Sunday evening our revival began, our evangelist wasn't here, and I preached a message about awakenings. Remember that? Awakenings. On Monday evening, before the revival service that night, I went into the prayer room, and I do this sometimes. I just, with the tablet, you can just push, but I at random, just push any book of the Bible, just randomly, and then I push any chapter of the Bible, just push without looking, and then when that chapter's verses come, I just push any verse number to bring up a verse at random, and then I just like to, as I pray, read that and see if God is speaking anything to my heart from it. And remember, Sunday night I preached on awakenings. Well, when I did that Monday night in the prayer room, just pushed randomly, I immediately, randomly came to these verses in Isaiah. And I thought it was really something that the verse I came to at random, could you go back to verse 1, was verse 1 where it said, awake, awake. And I had just preached from that. But then I felt compelled to go to the next verse, if we go to verse 2. And something about this verse began to get to me. I felt God speaking to me that there was something here for us after the revival was over. And the peculiar thing that came to me here was that phrase, arise and sit down. I mean, I got to thinking about it. How many, did that strike you as something, huh? When we read it tonight, how about you young people? Didn't any of you think, what, arise and sit down? You know, in one way we can look at it, that sounds like a command and a justification for a Pentecostal church service. Doesn't it? How many times do you hear in a Pentecostal church service, rise, you can be seated. Could you stand? Could you be seated? Could you stand? Could you be seated? So that could be a good command and justification for a Pentecostal church service. But, you know, I got a little bit confused about that. What is God saying? Arise and sit down. What is the purpose of standing up if you're just going to sit right back down? And then as I began to pray, I said, oh, I get it. I get it. You arise from one place and you sit down in another place. You don't arise and sit back down in the same place. And God said, that's the message for after revival. Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at this in context. Those who sat down in the dust here was Jerusalem, the people of God. They're sitting down in the dirt of just ground because they are mourning. They're mourning what's happened to their country, to their people, to their city. They're not just mourning, but they have been taken captive. That's why he says, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. And so here Israel is sitting in the dirt as a mourner, as a captive, as a beggar. And God says to them, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. You've been mourning. You've been begging. You've been conquered. But you need to know something. God is at work on your behalf. You've sit here long enough. It's time to arise out of the dust of mourning. It's time to arise out of the dust of your current situation. It's time to arise out of the dust of the bad experience you've been having. It's time to arise out of the horrible condition you have found yourself in. I want you to arise, God says, from the dust. And literally the word is, be seated. But what God says when you arise from the dust, don't sit back down in the dust, because I have another place for you to be seated. Oh, Jerusalem, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. In other words, he said to those of Jerusalem, arise from the dust and sit down at the table of the king. Arise from the place of the beggar and sit down as a child of the Most High. Hallelujah. I want to thank God tonight for this message, because I want to tell you something. Listen to me. During revival, some of you arose. You heard the preaching. You felt the Spirit draw. And you arose from a place in the dust. But I want to tell you, no matter what Satan has said, whatever has your flesh has said to you, you do not have to sit back down in the same place you were at when God lifted you up. Let me tell you something tonight. First of all, I want to say very clearly, I'm so glad we serve a God who lifts people up. Oh, hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. Oh, hallelujah. How many remembers a day when God reached way down and he lifted you up? That happened to some folks during revival. You were sitting in a bad place, and God reached down in the dust. He said, you don't have to sit there. And he lifted you up. Thank God he does it. Amen. Maybe even tonight, you find yourself sitting in the dust like a mourner, like a captive, like a beggar. You're sitting in the dust of discouragement or depression or doubt. You're sitting in the dust of failure or sin. You're sitting in the dust of fear and anxiety. But I'm telling you, I believe just as much as you're sitting there, God is reaching down a hand from heaven and he's saying, arise. You don't have to sit there any longer. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The bands can come off tonight. The chains can come off tonight. You can arise from the dust of failure. Hallelujah. I said you can arise from the dust. God is reaching down, but he's not just saying, I will lift you up, I will cause you to arise. But when he has touched you, when he has moved upon you, when he has lifted you, when he has helped you, you've got to know something else. You don't have to, and neither does he want you to sit back right down in the same place you were at before he brought you up. He's got another place for you to be seated. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, how do I know that? Amen. If you'll indulge me just to look at these scriptures, I think they're wonderful. Amen. Paul described the condition these Ephesians had been in. He said, in you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. You can't sit in a a much lower place than that, than to be dead in trespasses and sin. By the way, I got to read these, but how many remembers when you were sitting in just such a condition? You were dead in trespasses in sin. Verse 2, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, listen, here's where it changes. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Here it is. And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He found us in the dust, but he said, don't sit there, arise. And he lifted us up and said, don't sit back down in the dust. I've got a place in the heavenlies. I got a place in Christ. I got a place in victory. I've got a place in the Spirit for you to be seated in. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. So stand up and be seated. Amen. I want you to know tonight, whatever condition you find yourself in, if it's one of those undesirable positions in the dust, you've got to know something. God's got another place for you to be seated. We can arise from the dust of the beggar's spot, and we can sit at God's table. We can arise from the dust of mourning and sit at the table of joy. We can rise from the dust of discouragement and sit at the table of hope. We can arise from the dust of failure and sit at the table of victory. We can arise from the dust of bitterness and sit at the table of sweetness. We can arise from the dust of turmoil and sit at the table of peace. Oh, aren't you glad there's another place to sit? Amen. The psalmist said, there are those, because they have walked in the way of the ungodly, they sit in the seat of the scornful. We've got people all over this land sitting in the seat of the scornful. We've got believers sitting in the seat of the scornful. They've become critical. They've become harsh. They've become bitter. I want you to know tonight, you can arise from the seat of the scornful and sit down in the seat of a praiser, of a worshiper, of a glorifier of God's name. Amen. Some are seated in a seat of the impure. You don't have to sit in impurity anymore. You can arise out of the impurity and sit down in the pureness of God. Oh, glory to God. I want you to know something. Satan would like to keep you sitting in the dust and not at God's table. I want to tell you why. He likes to keep you seated in the dust, because when you're sitting in the dust, he is higher than you are. He's got you under his foot. He's got control over you. He's got you doing his bidding. When you're sitting in the dust, amen, he's higher than you are. But I'm telling you, arise out of the dust and sit in the seat that God has. Because when you're seated in the seat God has for you, you're over Satan. He's under your feet. Glory to God. How many knows there's a seat of victory? Praise God. He'd like to have you seated in the filth of a crack house if he could. Seated in the seat of a bar. Seated in that seat before that computer with filth running all through your mind. Seated in that seat in the back bedroom full of depression and darkness, voices of the enemy shouting at you that you're defeated, you're nothing, no value, might as well end it all. That's where Satan would like you to sit. But I'm telling you, God's got a place for you. Oh, hallelujah. You can sit with Christ on his throne. Have you read the book Revelation? I said you can sit with Christ. He's high and lifted up. You can sit with him in heavenly place. I'm just telling you, you don't have to stay seated in the dust. Arise, stand up, and sit down in God's place of victory. Would you come, music? Brother Cruz, you already got on the way I wanted to end this. I just want to read the first verse and tell you a little bit of the story. Look here. And they came to Jericho. And as Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. What? He did what? Sat by the highway side, begging. That's when he got to doing all that hollering when he heard it was Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Shh, be quiet. He cried the more. And Jesus stopped and told them to go get that man. And what did they say to him as representatives of the Lord? What did they say to blind Bartimaeus? Did anyone know what they said? Arise, he's calling for you. I don't know how many years he had sat at that beggar spot along that road. But now the Savior has said, stand up, arise. They brought him to Jesus. Jesus said, what wilt thou have me to do unto thee? He said, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said, your faith has healed you. And blind Bartimaeus began to see. I want to ask you all over the building, how many believe that after Jesus opened Bartimaeus' eyes, how many believe that the first thing Bartimaeus did was go back and walk over there from where they had led him away and found that old beggar spot there on the side of the road and sat there down in the dust again? Does anyone believe that Bartimaeus went back to sitting in the same place? I believe he went home and had dinner with his family for the first time in a long time. Oh, he's through with that spot. Jesus has brought him out of that spot. He's not going to sit back down there. He may sit at the table with Jesus tonight. He may sit alongside of John and Peter and James and Barth, but he's not going to be sitting back in that beggar spot. I want to tell you, when he brings you out of the dust, you cried for mercy, you prayed, you reached out to God, you felt him reach down, get a hold of you, bring you up, open your eyes, give you spiritual victory, give you hope. I'm telling you, once he's brought you out of that beggar spot on the side of the road, don't you sit back down there. Amen. You sit in the place he has prepared for you. And I'm telling you, Satan's got a lot of depressing places for you to sit. But every place that God has you to sit is a place of victory and of triumph and of overcoming and of faith and of hope and of light. Oh, hallelujah. He'll never have you sitting in a dark room. He'll have you sitting in a place where the light is shining brightly. Could you stand all over the building? Amen. I want to conclude with three statements. If you're sitting in the dust, you don't have to stay there. Secondly, if he's brought you out, you don't have to return to the place he's lifted you out of. And thirdly, God always has a place where you can be reseated in victory and overcoming. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you, no, don't do it, but I want to tell you one more time, stand up and sit down. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that place he has for you? Could you worship him across the building? Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Come on, all over the building, let's worship him. Hallelujah. 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 I want to tell you, Ty, please listen to me across the building. I felt directed to preach this because I know how it is so often, not just in the past revival, but God speaks clearly to us in the lie. He moves in a fresh way. He brings victory to our soul. He lifts us out of that dust of doubt and unbelief. But if we're not careful in just a little bit, we let Satan and our flesh and the hard cares of this life talk us right back to that spot over there in the dust. But I'm talking to folks tonight that will confess that he brought you out of that place, but you don't want to be reseated in that spot in the dust. You want to be seated in his seat of victory at the king's table. And so here's the altar call tonight. It takes a bit of honesty, but I believe God would speak to you and help you tonight. You come to this altar to signify, I don't want to sit back down in that spot in the dust. Maybe it was defeat. Maybe it was discouragement. Maybe it was sin, temptation, maybe it was despair. I don't know what it is, but the altar call is, I don't want to sit back down in the seat. I want to arise from that place to sit down in the place that God has for me. I want you to just begin to come. Say, I never want to go back to blind Bartimaeus' spot, that place of the beggar. I want to sit in his seat. God bless you for your honesty tonight. Just come and say, God, I want to be seated. We're in the place you have for me. I want to be. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Amen. I said, don't look back. If you sit anywhere else except in the place God has for you, you'll sit back down in the dust. You don't have to sit there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, would you pour out your heart to God tonight? Oh, it's early tonight. Pour out your heart to God. Forward.
Oh, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you that my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward.
Stand up and sit down. Hallelujah.
I'm not going back.
Not going back.
I'm moving ahead.
Place of victory.
Past is over.
God's got a place of victory.
All things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward.
Oh, why don't you just call out to God in these altars tonight? Lord, I don't want to sit back down in that place. I want to be seated in the place you have for me. I'm tired of the dust. I'm tired of defeat. I'm tired of discouragement. I don't want to sit there any longer. The place of the beggar, the place of the conquered, the place of the blind. I want to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Moving up.